99 and 44 100% pure enjoyment. That's Big Sister, compliments of Ivory Soap, the most famous soap in the world.
Everybody loves. Suppose ivory were your product. And suppose you made it even sudsier, a faster worker for women who wash dishes. Wouldn't you say so? Wouldn't you tell everybody, ivory makes suds much faster now with no extra coaxing, and those suds are richer and last longer, wouldn't you? And if you found that changing to sudsier ivory for dishes meant women's hands could improve in 1 week, wouldn't you mention it? Wouldn't you say, ladies, if a soap less pure and mild is coarsening your hands, change to speedier ivory for dishes. Your hands will look prettier and younger 1 week from today. Your hands can have that ivory look in just 1 week. Wouldn't you announce that, too? And if your ivory was a skin soap thousands of doctors advised and was baby soap, wouldn't you say so? Because it's all true. Now, pure mild ivory is a sudsier cake of soap for dishes. Now, your hands can have that ivory look in just 1 week.
Now, Ivory's Own Big Sister, written by Julian Funt and Robert Newman.
Yes, Hope's room, the one in which she's been ever since her auto accident 2 nights ago. It's about 5 o'clock now, the end of a dark, gray, and lonesome day. Dark and gray because of the weather, which has been cold with low-hanging clouds promising more snow. And lonesome because, though Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, stopped in after lunch, she only stayed for a few minutes. Sitting propped up in bed, Hope stares out of the window, thinking,
so quiet. Like I was all alone. The last person left in the world. Those kids I heard before, laughing and yelling outside in the street. Look at them making a snowman or a fort or something. They've gone home now. Yeah, everybody's gone home. Someplace where it's all light and warm. Everybody except me. Home. You're never going to have a home again, never. This is what you're going to have from now on for the rest of your life. Little bare room with nothing in it. Oh, there aren't even going to be flowers in the next one you have. There'll be bars on the window and an iron door. Yeah. The prison over near Hagerstown. We drove past it once a couple of years ago with Maddie. So gray and lonely, you knew what it was even before he told you. Maddie, he didn't really love me then. But it was still kind of nice. We were going off on a picnic. Nice. It was heaven. Just plain heaven, and you didn't even know it. He loved you so much, the only thing he kept thinking about was how he could make you happy. And then, oh, what a little dope I was. What a crazy little fool. Oh, if I only had another chance, any kind of a chance. If I could only get him to come over here to see me even for a minute, maybe I could get him to give me a chance. And if he did, I'd tell him I didn't mean to kill him. It was an accident. But it really was an accident.
I knew it all along. Even when I was so mad at you. I stayed away for a while because I wanted you to have a chance to think about it. But all the time, I was so lonely for you. When you love someone like I love you, you can forgive them for anything they do. Now I've come to take you back home, Hope.
And at that moment, the door opened. It is Miss Sims, the floor nurse. And seeing Hope sitting there, her face wrapped in the light, she starts to smile. Then her expression changes to one of deep concern, and she hurries toward the bed as Hope buries her face in the pillow. Meanwhile, over at the apartment on Maple Street, Nettie is looking out of the window also. But his thoughts are very different from the ones Hope ascribed to him in her daydream.
It's getting dark. I wonder what time it is. What's the difference? Another day gone. Yeah, time keeps passing even when you don't wind the clocks. When you let them run down like you let everything else run down. I wonder if Ruth saw Hope today. Probably. Yeah, she's got the time to go out there to the hospital to see Hope. But not to see me, her own brother. She's probably still sore at me. She was yesterday, all right. Even though she tried not to show it. This is the first time in my whole life that anything like this ever happened. That Ruth and I didn't feel the same way about something, and... Wait a minute. Did we feel the same way? Or was it that I always felt the way she wanted me to feel? Always since the time I was a kid. She was my big sister, and she was always right, and she always knew everything. And maybe this is what's been wrong with me all my life. Too much Ruth. And maybe... Yeah, maybe I'm starting to grow up.
Nettie goes into the kitchen, puts on some coffee. And then...
Come in.
Nettie?
Is that you, Ruth?
Yes. Where are you?
In here. In the kitchen.
Oh. Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm okay. Pretty good. I'm just having some coffee. Do you want some?
Thanks, Nettie, but I don't think so. Are you sure it's all right?
Am I sure what's all right?
Well, coffee's a stimulant, and you're still not entirely well. I just wondered whether John had said it was all right to start drinking again.
I never asked him. I don't expect to. I feel like having some, I'm going to have it.
I see.
I was wondering if you were going to get over here today.
Oh, I told you I wouldn't, Eddie. I've just delayed a bit at the office.
At the office?
Yes. Some patients that came in at the last moment.
Oh. Well, why don't you sit down, Ruth, or going someplace.
Well, no, Nettie. I can't stay very long, but...
Oh, you want to get out to the hospital, huh? To see Hope.
No, Nettie. I want to get home in time to fix supper. I saw Hope for a few minutes before afternoon office hours started.
Oh, you did see her? And how was she?
Not too bad. Physically, at least.
Mm-hmm. When is she going to be well enough to leave the hospital?
That's really hard to say, Nettie. She's still pretty weak.
Two more days? Three, maybe?
Yes, Nettie, I should think so. She'll probably have to take it pretty easy for a few more days after that.
Another 2 or 3 days?
Well, I'd say that would depend.
On what?
Her state of mind. Because right now, she doesn't seem to care if she gets well or not.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. As a matter of fact, she's probably faking the whole thing.
I don't think that's true at all, Nettie. Don't forget that she was pretty badly hurt. Nettie, why are you asking all these questions?
I told you why. Because I want to know when they're going to let her out of the hospital.
And then?
I've been waiting, and I'm still waiting for just one thing. For the day they bring her into court, and they put me on the witness stand, and I sit up there looking right at her. And start telling the story of what she tried to do to me. Oh, I know there'll be other people testifying, Reed and John, and maybe you too. But, Ruth, it's going to be me. Mostly me and what I say that's going to send her to jail.
Ruth and Nettie at the apartment over on Maple Street. And at the same time, two other people who are also discussing Hope. It was just a moment ago that John stopped off at Reed's. And now he's saying...
I'm wondering what you're doing tonight, Reed. Do you feel like coming over to my place and having supper with me?
I should say with Tim. He's cooking one of those amazing stews.
Thanks, John. I don't think so. I'm pretty tired. I thought I'd have an early supper and get right into bed.
Oh, I see. Well, then I don't suppose...
What?
Well, I was planning to go out to the hospital after that, spend a little time with Hope.
Wait, you don't need me for that job. I spoke to Manning this afternoon. He said she was doing fairly well.
Oh. Yes, well, I don't know that I agree with him, Reed, at least not completely.
What do you mean?
Well, Hope's making a pretty fair recovery as far as her physical injuries are concerned, but she's in a bad way psychologically, Reed. She's in a state of acute depression that's close to melancholia.
You think if I went out there, it'd cure her up?
Well, it'd probably help. You see, part of her trouble is the fact that she feels completely alone, abandoned. Now, the only people who've been out there even for a minute have been Ruth and myself.
That's not true, John. I was out there, too. That's one of the reasons I haven't wanted to go again. Because I've felt like a hypocrite ever since.
A hypocrite?
Yes. I never liked her, John, any more than she ever liked me. But I was polite to her for Nettie's sake. And Ruth. Well, now that's all over. She's finally turned out to be what I always thought she was. One of the most completely evil people I've ever known. And I don't know why I should go out there and pretend I give a hoot about her when I actually hate her.
I see. Well, that's honest.
Yes, I think it is. At least, it's a good deal more honest than you're being.
Well, I'm not sure that I know what you mean, Ray.
Oh, I think you do. You've always disliked her as much as I did. And now, just how much of this sudden concern of yours is real interest in her? And how much of it is an act for Ruth's benefit?
I'd say that most of it was genuine, Reed. I really do feel sorry for her. Just as I feel sorry for anyone who's completely messed up his life. The way I did. But since you brought the whole thing up, just how much of your bitterness towards her is because of what she did to Nettie, and how much is because of what she did to you?
To me? What did she do to me?
Well, you think about it when you have the time. Maybe you'll come up with the right answer. Good night, Reed.
But wait a minute, John.
I'm sorry. I've really got to go. Night.
Donaldson is a pretty ivory baby, and her mother is a pretty magazine cover girl. Both have that ivory look. Baby Linda's sensitive skin requires ivory's gentle care, and her mother's beautiful complexion shows you your skin never outgrows ivory. For the loveliest complexion on earth, there's no substitute for purity and mildness in the soap you use. Pure, mild ivory is the complexion soap thousands of doctors advise. Instead of cleansing your skin carelessly, try regular ivory care. In 1 week, your complexion will have a clearer, silkier look. That ivory look. Then you'll realize your skin never outgrows ivory. Beauty Extra. Today, ivory lathers faster, and that lathers extra creamy.
Tomorrow to Big Sister, compliments of ivory soap, the most famous soap in the world. 99 and 44 100% pure. It floats.